bothered by an apparent stira between the Gemara here and the Maseches Machos as to whether there's an allowance for an avol to attend a Seudas Mitzvah or a Beis Machos, Beis Mishta, depending on the terminology. So the Raivet had answered that the language in the Maseches Machos of L'shem Shemayim is a reference to the situation of Masi Yasam Yisoma, situation where without the participation of the avel, the chasana either literally wouldn't take place or would the simcha would be hampered, and that is what's quoted by the Ramah here in Simen Shin Sadi Aleph. However, in the Mukha Yosef, on our sugi here in Moikata, in the Mukha Yosef, Yudalit Amid Aleph on the top, Yudalit Amid Aleph Bedapay Rif on the top, the Mukha Yosef has that teretz of the Raivin, and he has a second teretz. The second teretz is that when the Maseches Machos uses the term of L'shem Shamayim, it's a reference to a Seudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha. That there's a second class, a second category of Seudas Mitzvah. So you have the primary kind of Seudas Mitzvah of the Seudas Nesuin, which an Avel is precluded from participating in. And then you have a secondary kind of Seudas Mitzvah, a Seudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha. What's a Seudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha? So the Mikra Yosef's example is a Seudas Bris Milah. Why is a Seudas Bris Milah a Seudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha? Because of Tzar Linuka. So there is some Tzar to the baby, so you don't say Shach Simcha B'mo'na, it's not a complete Simcha. Maybe that's why you don't say Shachianu if you don't. So then that kind of a Seuda, an Avel would be allowed to participate in and eat from. So according to this Mikra Yosef, there is no restriction on an avil of participation in a Seudas Bris Milah. And that may, lahalacha, be the position of the Mechaber. The Mechaber makes no reference to this explicitly. But the Ramah quotes two deus. The Ramah writes here in the end of Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph, in the Sif Beis and Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph, the Ramah writes that Seudas Mitzvah Deles Basimcha Mutar Likanes Ba Kegon Pidyon Aben O Seudas Bris Milah Mutar Lachol Shama Filo Toch Shiva Uvavad Shalai Yotemi Pesach Besa. So during Shiva you can eat from that Seuda if it's in your house. V'yesh Osrim Seudas Bris Milah V'aminuk Shalai Lachol B'shum Seuda Ba'olam Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Imhu Chutz L'Besa. And the Ramah says, the age of him, and the minhag is not to participate in any seuda at all, even during Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's outside of your house. So the Ramah quotes two days here, and the Ramah says that the minhag would be to not participate even, not only may you not participate in a seudas nesuin, you may not even participate in a seudas bris milah. If you look in the Dagul Mirvava, the Dagul Mirvava writes here as follows: Seudas Bar Mitzvah, Seudas Si Maseches Ayin Le'el Simen Reish Mem Vav B'Shach Sukkot and Kosayin. So the Dagul Mirvava says, even though the Ramah says the minhag is not to eat B'Shem Seuda Ba'olam, that's not fully accurate. There may be exceptions to this rule. So even though you may not be allowed to participate in the Seudas Bris Milah, perhaps you could participate in the Seudas Siyam Masechta. If Mitzayin Ashach and Simen Resh Mem Vav, Sif Katan Kavzayin, where the Shach writes that a Seudas Siyam Masechta is permissible for an Avel to participate in. And then he writes in the Dagul Mirvava, Seudas Bar Mitzvah, Mashra V'yam Shashloma, Perek Meruba, Shadino Kisim Masechta, that a Seudas Bris Milah has the same din as a Seudas Siyam Masechta. V'hainu Imanar Dorish Oshu Mamish B'yom Shinasa Bar Mitzvah. And that's provided either the Bar Mitzvah boy says a drasha, or it's a Bo Bayom Seuda, the day that he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Okay, so according to the Dagul Mirvava, Lehalacha, the minhag would be that an avel may not partake in a Seudas Bris Milah, but may partake in a Seudas Siyam Masechta or a Seudas Bar Mitzvah. If you look in the Beis Lechem Yehuda here, the Beis Lechem Yehuda assumes that this dispensation is only true for the Messiah himself. The allowance for an Avil to participate in the Suda Sima Sefta, that's only for the Messiah himself. So if the Avil is Messiah and Sefta, then he can have a Siyam and partake in the Siyam. But it doesn't mean that if someone else is making a Siyam, that an Avil would be allowed to participate. So according to the Dagom Rivava, anyone could participate in a Suda Sima Sefta, even if the Avil is not the Messiah himself. According to the Beis Lechem Yehuda, it has to be the Messiah himself. The Beis Lechem points out that even according to the Beis Lechem Yehuda, let's say you have a joint Siyam. You have some people that get together to make a Siyam. You have a Siyam on Mishnayos. So a few people or many people are participate together to complete a Seder Mishnayos, to complete a Shas Mishnayos. So he writes that all the participants there would be allowed to partake in the Suda, even according to the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Now if you look in the Ramah, in Hilchos Simchas Torah, Simin Tafresh Samates Se'if Aleph, Tafresh Samates Se'if Aleph, the Ramah writes, the Korin Yontav Akhra and Simchas Torah, Lefisha Smeit, and Osim Bosudat Mishnah, Legamer Shal Torah. Why is the last day of Yontav called Simchas Torah? Because everyone makes a Sudas Mishnah on the occasion of completing the Torah. And now again, Shamasayim HaTorah V'Maskel Gracious Nodrim Nidavos. And the minhag is that the Chasan Torah V'Chasan Gracious, they give tzedakah. The Korim L'Acherim Lasas Mishnah. And they invite others to a Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Se'if Katan Ches, Karm Lacherim Mishnah, that an Avil Tov Yud Beis Chodesh can participate in this Seudas Mishnah. May. An Avil is permitted to participate in the Seudas Mishnah of a Chasan Torah, Chasan Bereishis. So, if you read this Mishnah Berurah in a vacuum, this may sound like the Dagom Rivava, that you can participate in a Seuda Siyam Mesechta even if you're not the Messiah yourself. You're not the Chasan Torah, you're not the Chasan Gracious. But if you look in the source of the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Bikurei Yaakov. Bikurei Yaakov is the parish of the Aruch Laner, printed in the back of the Aruch Laner and Sukkah. It's the parish of the Aruch Laner on Hilchos Sukkah B'Lulav. So he writes over there, which is the source of this Mishnah Berurah, no, the reason is that everybody has a chelek in the Siyam, because we're all collectively the Messiah, Chamisha Chumshei Torah on Simchas Torah. So the reason you can participate in the Suda Siyam on Simchas Torah is because everyone has a chelek in that mitzvah. But it doesn't mean to say that Sam is Sima Sefer, if you're not the Messiah, that an Av will be allowed to participate. So that's the Bikurei Yaakov. Since everyone is a Chelek and Messiah, everyone is Messiah together, all by Yisrael, that's why an Av can participate in the Suda on Simchas Torah. And what about if you make the Kiddush after Simchas Torah, as is the, I think, more common practice? Chas and Torah, Chas and Reish, sponsor a Kiddush the Shabbos after, sometime after. So very possibly the same thing. That's a Seudas Mitzvah on the occasion of the Siyam. It happened to me, the year of the Novelis. I was Chasam Torah at a minion at I get a little bit of Kew Gardens Hills. So many years on Yontiv, used to go Sukkot and still go Pesach, I gave shir at the Hashkam in the youngest of Garden Hills, which Rabbi Rapp and I used to switch off on Pesach and Sukkot for a number of years. So 1 year, I was never there until Chatzar. 1 year happened to be there, Rashi said until Chatzar. So they, that year wasn't available, so they gave me Chatzar and Torah. And then they wanted to make a Kiddush a few weeks later. And I was wondering whether I could attend that Kiddush as the Baal Simcha. So based on this, this Ramon Mikuriyako, in the end it wasn't Lanaisa because I wasn't able to come back that Shabbos after they made a Kiddush. So they had a Kiddush, whatever. How do we paskin here? So the Bavi Yerushalkan thinks Sifkat and Kalkas that the Beis Lechem Yehuda is correct, that an Avel should not participate in the Sudas Siyam Masechta or Sudas Bar Mitzvah unless he is the Baal Simcha, unless he's the Messiah. And he thinks that an Avel shouldn't even participate in the Sudas Siyam Masechta and Erev Pesach because he's a Bechor. Does he mean that you have to fast? It's arguable that if you attend to see him, it's appropriate to eat. But it's arguable that if you attend to see him, Erev Pesach, even if you don't eat, but you're there for the see him, so that may be enough to allow you to not have to fast. But that's what he writes. But, interestingly, he says that you are allowed to participate in the Suda Chanukah. Why can you participate in the Suda Chanukah? Because that same Marshal, the same Marshal of the Dargum of Babar Kodesh, the Marshal in Perek Meruba, we talked about the Suda Sima Sefta and the Suda Bar Mitzvah, you also talked about the Suda Chanukah. And Suda Chanukah is a certain kind of a Suda Mitzvah. Some of Bible Kohen thinks that on that basis, an Avel could participate in a Sudas Chanukah. I don't quite understand, because the Marashal talks about Sudas Chanukah and Sudas Bismillah and Sudas Siyam Sefer in the same breath. So why is he making on Sudas Chanukah and Machmir on Sudas Bar Mitzvah and Sudas Siyam Sefer? Not sure. For Moshe, in a line in Chela Gimel Yaradeya Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, Chela Gimel Yaradeya Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, is machmir on the Suda Chanukah. That's not even the Suda Mitzvah, he says. Some people have a practice of having Suda Chanukah. So the Rambam says it's a good idea. But there's no allowance in Avos to participate in a public Suda Chanukah. Rabbi Willi thinks that the Dagon Rav is correct lalacha. So an Avel Tofu Beit Kodesh is allowed to participate in the Suda Sima Sefta, to eat there, and the Suda Bar Mitzvah. Maybe if there's music, you should walk after the music. But to sit down and eat at the Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Sudas Siyam Sefta, that's permissible. Why is that different than the Sudas Bris Milah? There's some element of Simcha related to Torah, which would create an allowance for an Avel to participate. The Feivelgon does acknowledge in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph that even where you're not allowed to participate in the Sudas Mitzvah and eat there, but it would be permissible for an Avel Tofiyu Beit Chodesh to walk in and not eat. Except if there's no music. Yaakov Kamenetsky's quote is saying the same thing, the Emes Yaakov here, that you're allowed, an Avel is allowed to go to a Kiddush or Shalom Zachar on Shabbos, as long as he doesn't eat there. Rabbi Willock would say that as well, that you could attend the Sudas Bris if you don't eat there. When we began our discussion of Simcha last time, we quoted the Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Kaf Gimel that introduced the concept of Sudas Mereus, or Kaf Beis Mereus, sorry. They introduced the concept of Seudas Mereus. The Gemara distinguished between that which is Poranusa, and that which is not. So what the Gemara seems to be saying is that if there's a kind of social norm where one person invites another for a suda and then there's this obligatory reciprocation, that's what pernusa is. So under those circumstances where there's this obligatory reciprocation, then an avel would be allowed to reciprocate because that's just following social convention. As opposed to stam having company for the fun of it, for the enjoyment, for the camaraderie, that might be prohibited. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Beis, Simchas Mereiv Shu Chayiv Lefroa Osamiyad, Mudav Osamiyad Ohar Shiva, Alun Eino Chayiv Lefaroch, you have no obligatory reciprocation right away. Asli Kanis La Ashloshim, I love the Imma, Afi Shachayiv Lefaro, Aser Laachar Ad Laachar Yud Beis Chodesh. So if there's no firm social norm that requires your reciprocation, then that would be usher until the end of Yud Beis Kodesh. So what is considered Sudas Mireus? I was driving in this morning with Rabbi Palmer, who told me that when he was in a Velus, her shepherd told him that to invite, let's say for Shabbos meal, to invite two couples, two families, together would be Simchas Mereus, or Sudas Mereus, and that would be Aser, but just to invite one family would be permissible. I think others assume, I think others would assume that one family also could be an issue of Sudas Mereus. When I was in Avelis, I don't think we invited anyone socially during that year, family. But the Shulchan points out in Sifkat Genealogy, saying that doesn't apply. If you invite someone who's in need of a place to eat, you invite a single guy to a meal, that's not Sudas Mereus, that's Achnasas Orchid. You have someone that needs a place to eat and you invite them, that's not a violation of Mereus, that's being appropriate, that's Achnasas Orchid. Many of the Chiddush that during Yud Beis Chodesh, on Shabbos, he thinks that you're allowed to have company because it's no worse than Sudas Chanukah. That Sudas Shabbos should be no worse than Sudas Chanukah. But we said Sudas Chanukah was a Kiddush. Why is not the question you make about Sudas Chanukah? So I'm not sure about this equation. When Rav Shechter was in Avelis for his father, someone in Yeshiva told me that he had been invited to the Shechter's for the Friday night Suda during the week of Shiva. Rav Shechter apparently told him, said that they always have company in Shabbos, but not that company would be a violation of Avelis for Hesia. I'm not sure if that was the entire picture, because number one, invite a single guy over may have the violation of Mireus. But maybe you'll argue if you have a few people over, maybe that becomes Mireus. Or you could argue that the Rebbe having a Talmud over would never be Mireus. That's a totally different social dynamic. And number two, Avelis Befrasim, he says, according to the Shach, it's only relevant for Nihu Geshiva, not for Nihu Geshlosh and Yudhei Sodesh. Moshe has a tshuva, Yerodei Tehel Galo Simi Reish Nun Hei, which addressed the following. The Shaul asked if a husband is in Avelis and he has to go, a wife is in Avelis and the husband has to go to a shul dinner, some dinner, and he's going to be embarrassed if he comes on his own and doesn't bring his wife along. Is he allowed to bring along his wife to the shul dinner? So some might argue that going to shul dinner is a kiyum in Avelis, not the opposite. That's how the Shaila was presented. So Rav Moshe entertained that if you're really going to be embarrassed without your wife, since Avelus Yibet Chodesh anyway is Mishum Kibudav, and Kavod Baal takes precedence over Kibudav, so Mishum Kavod Baal, maybe it would be permissible to drag along your wife as an Avelus to the Shul dinner. Rav Moshe's not excited about this. He says he's never seen anyone write this, so he's a little hesitant. So maybe you should only rely upon it if it's really absolutely necessary. That's what he writes. Rabbi Willis thought that nowadays the Talmud Tzius doesn't seem to make sense, that you're embarrassed to go without your wife, you allow her to go to an avail, so you didn't think that was so convincing. There is a line in the Rama here that is often misconstrued or misunderstood. That is toward the end of the Siman. The Rama writes, Yesh matirin la'avel lechol besudas nisuin of brismila im hamashamshin. That for those that are matir, if an avil, for an avil to partake in besudas nisuin of brismila together with the mashamshin, with the service staff, uvavashuli hei b'makam simcha gom b'vayifakar. As long as he's not staying in the makam simcha, as long as he's in a different house, yesh osrim. The chay nogin, meaning nogin le'asor. Raksha avol mishame sham im yirtza the ochel bebeso mimasha shokhan lo min asuda. Maybe he could be mishamesh and then eat in the home. In a different house. In his house. So this is sometimes misconstrued in one of the following two situations. Either to have an avel come to chasana or suda's mitzvah and sit at the table with the waiters and eat with them, or to allow it to, then an avil would perform some waiter function for a few minutes and then eat at the simcha. That's not the intention of the Rama. The Rama's talking about where the Misham should eat in another house, where you could take food from the wedding and eat in a different house with the service staff that's not eating in the same hall. But there's no allowance to eat in the makam simcha. That wasn't the kavanah of the Rama. Okay. We're not going to talk about Siman Shin Tzadi Beis, which is when is an avil permitted to get married himself. And we're going to move on to Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel. Of Yesiyah min Abayis and Shimei Makam. So, till now we've basically discussed Nihuge Shiva, Nihuge Shloshim, and Nihuge Yubei Chodesh. This sugya doesn't neatly fit into any of those categories. And there are certain things we noted that the first 3 days of Avelus are more common than the rest of Shiva. So there's 3 days of Shiva, 7 days of Shiva, Shloshim, and Yubei Chodesh. But here, the Gemara presents a seemingly different time frame that doesn't easily fit into the other known categories. Gemara Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, excuse me. The Gemara says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Tanur Rabbanan. Avel Shabbos Yishona Eino Yosen Yipetach Beisa. So the first week, Shabbos means week, for the first week of Avelus, an avil was not permitted to leave his house. Shnia, the second week, Yotze, he's allowed to leave. Ve'eno Yoshev b'mkovo, but he may not sit in his regular seat. So the first week he can't leave at all. The second week he can leave, but he's not allowed to sit in his regular seat. Shlishis Yoshev b'mkovo, ve'eno medaber. The third week he's allowed to sit in his regular seat, but he shouldn't converse or engage in excessive conversation. The week four, he's like everyone else. In the Yehuda Omer, Lohutzuku Lomar, Shabbos Yishon Aliyatim Fetz Beso. There's no Kiddush in telling me that you can't leave your house the first week. Shari Yaakov Nichnasim LeBeitul Menachem, because everyone's coming to be Menachem anyway. Elashniyah Niyotim Pesach Beisa. So Rabbi Yehuda transposes it all week. Second week he can't leave the house. Shlishi is Yosef and Yosef Mekomo. Rabbi is Yosef Mekomo and Dabar. And Chamish is Rekha Kalada. So Rabbi Yehuda just adds, pushes everything down a week. Okay, so according to Tanna Kamma, first week an Avos not allowed to leave the house. Second week he's allowed to leave, but he can't sit in the seat. How do we define weeks here? The Bali Shulchan thinks Be'urim Pei Shin Yechess Be'urim Pei Shin Yechess. Bali Shulchan thinks that week here means till the first Shabbos. It doesn't mean till the conclusion of Shiva. It means until the first Shabbos. How does he know that? So take a look in the Mechaber here. Shin Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph. Avil Gimel Yom Rishonim Eino Yosef Lebeisa. Sif Beis. Avil Shavu Rishon Eino Yosef Pesach Beisa Afil Shmo Abirachas Klopo Abirachas Amila Shniya Yosef Eino Yosef Mekoma Ve'eino Medaber Shlishis Yosef Mekoma Ve'eino Medaber. The fourth week is like everyone else. Afilu lo shalmu shlosha shavuos. Even if 3 complete weeks haven't elapsed, kigon shemeis b'emsa shavua. Let's say the mace dies on a Wednesday. Niyak shakala osa shavua v'shnayim sha'akarav chashiv shavua haba revi. The Mechaber seems clear that the end of the fourth week doesn't mean 4 7-day periods since the Aveil started. It means the end of that week, that calendrical week, that coincides with the fourth week since the Aveil started. According to that, week means through Shabbos. And then he thinks that's true for the beginning as well. Then Ikar Adin, the Isra of Yisiyam and Abayis is only through Shabbos, and the second week is through Shabbos, etc. Rav Moshe does not assume this way. Rav Moshe Chayli Beis Yeradei Asimim Kuf Ayin Beis. So Moshe assumes that Shavua means different things in different places. That the Shavua in the Reisha is referring to the week of Shiva. Even though the Shavua and the Seifa refers to up to that fourth Shabbos. The Rama here in Sif Beis has a fact based on the Trumas Hadesh. And Rama writes, "Mi u'ameka lasseis b'layla, and they had tzarech lo hisiv." That if an avel leaves his house at nighttime where there's a necessity, lashon is lo hisiv. V'ad ha'aser lasseis chutz beiso ayna dafka l'taya l'masa mata v'chadom and the iser of yitzim and abayis. That's the stand go for a walk or to do business. Aval Shalach Moshe Akharov, but if the governor summoned him, Oshe Tarach Leila Federach, you have to go somewhere, Shard Ramatrikam Laharbe, if you go to Abud, then Mutra Lalatis. Okay, no. So the issue, Tim and Abayis, is for pleasure. But if there's a significant need to leave, then that would be permissible. And that is based on a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen writes in Simen Reish Sadi. Says, Hatam hu de'ena yotzei nifensa feisa. Why is it that there's an iser of yitzhiyam and abayas during Shiva. Kadeshiva yishkach avilusa kishayelech eichel b'neyata. Now you shouldn't forget your avilus when you go and interact with other people. If you're going to leave your house, you're going to meet other people, so then you may get distracted and forget about your avilus. Kishahu misbodeh b'beisava, when you're alone in your house. The einim o'rach b'nei beiso, you only have the b'nei abayas around, nicker v'nir akimizavol, so then it's understood and recognizable that he is in a state of avilus. Therefore, says the Tzimur Tzedeshah, that if he's going to go out at night it's not time for socializing, he's not going to be going in a group. So if he goes out at night without a group, he's just going to sleep in another house, then there's no kepeda. So the reason for the issue of Tzimur Tzedeshah is not to socialize and forget your avilus. So you're going to leave at night with a defined destination, not traveling in a big group, that would be permissible. The Aruch HaShulchan says, on that basis, the Aruch HaShulchan says, hey, that Lila is maybe Lapdapka. You know, Lila is the normal scenario in which you wouldn't interact with anyone. You'd just go to your destination quickly. But if there's a major need to go out during the daytime, that would also be okay, based on the necessity, based on the circumstances. You have to ask the Shaila, he says. The final code writes, the Kapten Yizayin, that since the whole reason, in the spirit of the Aruch HaShulchan, since the whole reason is that you shouldn't forget your avelus, so if you're just going in a car on your own, so then that's no worse than the Tzimur Tzedeshah scenario. If you're not, even in the daytime, if you need to go somewhere, you go in a car without accompaniment, it's not a social outing, so that could be permissible as well, where there's a need. So that's what you have sometimes. Someone may relocate his location during Shiva, just in one place, but to another place. The lichachila is that you sit Shiva in the place where the nifter passed away, as we saw. Something that doesn't happen or not feasible, or there may be other factors that make a person want to move. So that could be done. Preferable to do it at night. That's the dispensation here at Ramah, based on the Tzimur Tzedeshah. That's the Isra of Yitzhiyam and Abayis. So then, the parallel halacha here is second week, Yotzev in Yoshev in Kama. The second week, you don't sit in your seat. What does that mean, you don't sit in your seat? What seat? The Rashi in the Gemara here on the daf is silent. But if you look in Rashi on the Rif, the Gemara here on daf Tav Gimel on the side, Rashi does the same thing. If you look in Rashi on the Rif, daf Yidalim and Aleph, Rashi says, Eini Yoshev Mekomo, the Beis HaKnesses. And presumably, it's Yotzev in Yoshev Mekomo. It's not that you're not talking about your seat at home. It's Yotzev, you're going somewhere, and then you're not sitting in your makom. So where are you going? You're going to shul. If you look in the Gilya Marsha here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Gilya Marsha says, Bein Bebeis HaBein Bebeis HaKnesses. That's against this Rashi Elirif. And the Poskim generally assume that this, like the Rashi, that this halacha is limited to changing your seat and shul. Why should you change your seat and shul? So the Mordechai explains here in Siman Tav Tav Tzadi Vav, Nishadim Mimkomo, Kidei Sheyargishu Akol, everyone should sense that he's an avelus. Anyways, Minogu Mishum Kvaravim, Shagam Shark Ravim Mishan is Mekalman. That's the other Ravim which changed their seat as well. So that's what Mordechai writes, that changing your seat creates some kind of awareness that you're an Avelus. The Ramah writes over here Akshav Nogin from the Ikar Adin, the Gemara says that this Isser of Shinei Makom only applies to the first 2 weeks of Avelus. Not a Shiva Halacha, it's not a Shloshim Halacha, it's not a Yibes Kodesh Halacha. But the Ramah writes Akshav Nogin She'ein Yoshim Kamen Kol Shloshim. Now the minhag is not just in your regular place through your Beit Kodesh. The aim of minhag za'ikr, there's no source for this minhag. Even though there's no source for the minhag, but the minhag stands, because that's the minhag, and you should follow the minhag, because that's the minhag. So says the Ramah. Tosus writes over here, Nachafim of an Aleph, Ra'isi kishayisi katan, Ravini Yitzhak zikani, Shelohaya Yoshev and Kamu Ashavu Ravi. That the Re, when he was in Avelus, he did not sit his regular seat week 1, week 2, and week 3. He only went back to his regular seat in week 4. Shelohaya Dati Tama, why should that be? If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who knocked all the weeks up a week, then he should have held like him. Then the second week he can't leave the house, and that was not the Re's practice. So why did the Re split? And as far as the Isser of Yitzhak and Abayas, he was only knowing during Shiva like Tanakama. And as far as the Isser of Yeshiva B'Mekomo, he was knowing it for 3 weeks like Rabbi Yehuda. They suggest that maybe he really held like the Rabbanan. And during week 3, the din is that Yoshev and Kovav ain't a Medaber. But he was concerned that maybe, or he thought that maybe the Israel Medaber only applies to Mkoma. So if you sit Shalobim Kamo, so then you're not restricted by the Isser Dibur. Right, so as not to be restricted by the Isser Dibur, he sat Shalobim Kamo, even though Mikra did, he could have sat Shalobim Kamo and just avoided talking. So Rabbi Willie made the following suggestion to maybe explain the source of the minhag of the Ramah was. That according to Tosafot, what emerges is that that the Isser of Dibur only applies if you're sitting b'mkama. So according to Rabbi Huda, the Isser Dibur applies in week 4. According to Rabbi Huda, there would be a reasoning, a justification to be Mishana Makam even in week 4, to avoid the issue of Dibur. And if that's the case, then at least according to Rabbi Huda, this Isser have some kind of shloshim component, 4 weeks of shloshim. So maybe that's the source of this minog to be machmer on shini makom during shloshim and during Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, take it or leave it. Pesach Shua here in Sifchat and Zayin quotes from the Chamudei Daniel that when you're Mishan and Malkum, it has to be the Rikh of Dalet Amos. It has to be at least 4 Amos away from your regular Malkum and Shul. And he says that emerges from a comment from the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tefillah as well, that as far as the recommendation that a person should have a Malkum Kavu for davening, the Malkum Kavu is considered anywhere within the same 4 Amos. The Chamudei Daniel thinks that this din that an Avos Mishan and Malkum means the Avos Mishan and Malkum beyond 4 Amos. Rabbi Yisholchan quotes here Sukkot and Tadbeis from the Maram Shik. According to the Maram Shik, the din applies even within Dalet Amos. That even if you change within Dalet Amos, it's still called Shinei Makom. Rabbi Willi pointed out that the minhag in Germany was to switch with a person sitting next to you. That was clearly tough Dalet Amos. Rabbi Shulchan thinks that they should be mapping on this to switch outside of Dalet Amos. Now, what about Shinui Malkom on Shabbos? So if you take a look at the end of the Sif, Sif Dalet, the Chabad writes, "Hanogim kishehem avelim shalog lishanus mekomam beisach nesu b'shabbos yafahim osim." So it's appropriate to not switch your seat on Shabbos, presumably because that would be some sort of violation of avelis mefarhesia. That's what the Chabad says. And the Ramah writes, "Yesh omrim shagam b'shabbos yishanu mekomo." That you should change your seat even on Shabbos. The chayin ha-minhag pashen ve'eim ha-shayin ha-saminhag. The Ramah says the minhag is that an avot switches his seat even on Shabbos. Why is that so? Take a look at the Shachar Sukkot and Zayin. The Shachar has 2 reasons. Number one, the same principle that we saw in the Shach earlier in other contexts, that the whole notion of a Bailus Beferhesia is only relevant to Yoga Shiva. And this, we don't know what this is a strange animal. It's not the Yoga Shloshim, it's not the Yoga Shiva. It's not the Yoga Shiva. So the restrictions of Bailus Beferhesia only apply to the Yoga Shiva. And this is not called the Yoga Shiva. And number two, he says, anyway, what's a Bailus Beferhesia? Often people don't sit in the same seat all every week. It's not going to be so recognizable if the other happens to not sit in his regular seat. Well, the Nafkamina between those 2 reasons. Reason one, it's not available for fans because it's not in Yoga Shiva. Reason two, it's not available for fans because people often change their seat. Nafkamina should be. Even if you have a seat, but sometimes you see some different seat. Nafkamina should be the rug. Because if someone sits in your seat, if you're a nice guy, you're not going to kick him out. But no one would go sit in the rabbi's seat. So the Gilui Marsha here says, based on the Shah, the Odessa Mati Lahakal Bimei Evli Al Abamari, Shilo Lishayim for Shabbos. Based on the Shah's reason that people often switch their seats, Shlomo Eger felt that when his father, Zvi Eger, passed away, that he shouldn't change his seat. He vowed the Rav Zeiro in Dark of Shabbos, ever passed him. The rabbi never changes his seat. And then he writes, and the second Shabbos, with the requirements of Shino, is the Ikar Adin, he didn't go to Shul at all. To avoid the Shaila, if he sits in his regular seat, so then he may be violating the din of Shini Maka, which is an Ikar Adin of the Seder. The rest of the year, Shloshim will be closed at the minute. Second job is that's an Ikar Adin. So if he's going to sit in the regular seat, he may be violating the din of Yishan HaMakom. If he sits elsewhere, so that could be a violation of Avelis Beparhesia. If some of you are right, that the second Shabbos after Shiva, he did. The second Shabbos of the Avelis, he did go to Shul.
Isn't
that
public also?
I'm sorry?
Isn't
that
public also? The
Rebbe
is
going to Shul. The question is how many Minyanim were there now. The Rebbe of the city could have a seat in the Mizrach in every Shul. There could be five Shuls, and his seats in the Mizrach in all five of them. But if he didn't go to one Shul, no one knows maybe he went to the other Shul.
I mean, I was thinking not even going to another Shul, maybe he went to visit like his brother or something.
He went away for Shabbos. Yeah, I don't know how often the Rav go away for Shabbos in Europe, but maybe. Right. But when Rosh Hashanah was in Avelis for his father, the Friday night was Purim was Motzei Shabbos, so Shabbos was the day before Purim. The Friday night, he davened the Beis Medrash this year. As he usually does. Shabbos morning, he didn't show up. So he explained that after he got the show Friday night, he realized this shiloh of Shlomo Eger. He wasn't sure what the appropriate thing to do is. So Shabbos day, he dived in Shari Tikva on 179th between Fort Wash and Broadway, which is the Shohi Nevi Davinson. So to avoid the Shaiwa, he davened in the Shohi Nevi Davinson, so it wouldn't be Nicker in the Ezra seat, so wherever he sits is fine. So that's, and then on Purim, he davened in the Washington Heights congregation for the same reason. Purim also may be a problem of Nevi Zerfasya. But he was Choshesh that this Shaiwa of Rosh Hashanah Eger, the Mechaber Ramah, is not only for the Rav. He wasn't convinced that the Ramah's minute is correct even for some of all of us. So he didn't have in Shabbos and Yaguda, where he doesn't sit in the Mizrach, but he has a regular seat. Because he thought that if it's a show you usually daven in, even not for the Rav, it's not Pashit whether you should be Shana Makam and Shabbos. But that was during the first 2 weeks, where it's us and Mikra Din. And after the second Shabbos, then he davened in the Beis Medrash like normal inside his regular seat. During the week, he was in Mishana Malkum. He sat in the old Beis Medrash. He sat in the front row as opposed to with the Shtender in the front. And then, now he always sits in the front row. He used to always sit in the Shtender. So he sat in the front row as opposed to the Shtender in the front. And on Shabbos, he sat in the regular place in front of the Shtender after the second week because he felt that definitely for the Rav, the minute of the Ramah shouldn't apply. Okay. That concludes our series of Shir now in Hilchos Avelos. I think for the Bechina, which you can take at your leisure over the summer, but you should take it at some point. I think for the Bechina, I'm going to assign some other simanim just to see Mechaber Mashach and maybe a few Pisgah Tshuvas, because there is officially a curriculum and we didn't finish the curriculum. So I hope that you'll have time, try to limit it, but I hope you'll have time to see that as well. And then I'll try to have the Bechina ready somewhat soon. You can let me know when you're ready to take and I'll send it to you.